37.
Talk Live. Take control here toll-free as we launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. In addition, you can reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Julia.
We've got Tom on the line in Michigan. We're going to continue with his call. For those of you just tuning in, he was explaining to us that it's his, I think it was his dad that has some neighbors that appear to be drug addicts. They're living at home with their parents who are in their 60s. They don't ever leave the house. And when they do actually come out, they look pretty torn up, I guess. Not looking too great. And they, now they've taken to having visitors come and pull up next to the house, and they come out, get in the car for a moment, and then get back out, and then go back in the house. So either they're buying drugs from the people that are coming by, or maybe selling them. But they have their suspicions about these neighbors, and there has been an instance previously where one neighbor had her bank account information taken by one of the drug addict types in this other house. And the suggestion is that the parents that live there may not be drug addicts, but maybe they're enabling their daughter in this case and her boyfriend to be drug addicts by giving them a place to live, not charging them for it, and basically allowing them to spend all the money they would have spent on rent by, you know, buying crack or whatever it is that they're into. And his question was, what to do about that? Because the concern is, well, you know, if these guys get desperate for cash, they're going to come across the street and possibly rob his dad's house. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do about that? Well, you can install a security system if you'd like. You can upgrade the locks. And, you know, if you're really desperate, you can put bars on the windows. But then again, bars on the windows make it kind of hard to get out if there's a fire. So, you know, there's always some other, you know, options that you want to take a look at here. And one of those options was, why not go have a conversation with the parents? Now, of course, that could be a tricky conversation, considering you don't want to bring the police in on this. That's not going to make anybody's lives better. And you want to have that, you know, if you're going to have a conversation with them, you have to be able to come at it from a non-threatening perspective.
Oh, goodness, and people can be so defensive about their kids.
Their kids, sure. And so it's a real sticky situation. So the question I just put on our Facebook page is, what would you do if you were in Tom's situation? What would your answer be to Tom as far as, you know, how do you handle this? Do you do anything? And Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. I know you wanted to stick through the news there. You had something else you wanted to address tonight.
Yeah, I kind of, like I said, there's a caveat to this thing, and I wanted to hold off on it until I got through that and got your opinion. Now, there's an addition to this. The daughter has a little three-year-old son over there with her. And I know this is going to change, I think, change the opinion of what to do because there's a little kid involved. And then, again, by the way, this person I call my dad, we live next to each other. We have two separate houses. We both are living across the street from this situation. So
I actually can relate to this to some extent. When I was living in Florida, my girlfriend at the time, I don't know how she ended up meeting these people, but she ended up meeting some people that lived on a street a couple streets away. They had a little girl. She was maybe about 3 years old, and, you know, just barely old enough to know how to tie her shoes, that kind of thing. And the mom was a meth addict, and mom was at home all day smoking meth. With, you know, strange guys, that kind of thing, just a really nasty home environment. Yeah. And it was, I think, a really fortunate thing that my girlfriend at the time had discovered this and had become friendly with these folks because she was able to convince them to let her take care of the kid for a certain, you know, not all the time, but here and there, and, you know, let her, kind of like a big brother, big sister sort of thing, you know, like, hey, it's time to go with Aunt Jackie or whatever and, you know, go and have fun. Get out of the meth house! So, you know, give the kid something positive to do. Go out and do things around town or whatever because mom can't afford to do anything. She's, you know, putting all her cash in her arm or smoking it or whatever she's doing, who knows what, probably more than meth. But I think that having the kid in the house, obviously it's not a health, probably a healthy environment for that child.
It's
maybe
sad.
Not, maybe they're not even eating very well over there due to not having a whole lot of money. But that could also give you a way into being able to be more, I guess, integrated with the family. If that's something that is of interest, is to offer to take the kid out to the zoo or something like that. I mean, get him out of there and get him in a more healthy environment. I think there could be something. I guess there could be a benefit to that.
That's a whole other can of worms in its own. Taking a responsibility of somebody else's kid. That's
true. And, you are a man asking to take somebody's kid, so that could come off as weird. Although you said it is a son, so that might not be as weird. All I know is I felt like that was a real positive thing for this little girl in my particular case, that she was able to get out of this crack den, basically, and have some, some positive interactions with other human beings. And, that might be one way that you can kind of connect better with the family is again, offering help, coming at it from a perspective of compassion. Like, what can we do to help this situation, if anything? And they may just be offended anyway. They may just be upset that you even brought it up. Or like you said, are possibly impugning their kid's reputation. Maybe they are completely oblivious to it. Maybe they have no idea that their kids are doing these things.
Oh, they know it. And let's say they do. I don't think they'll do that. Since they are enablers, of course, they'll justify it or rationalize it. But let's say that takes place and nothing happens. We've actually thought the next step would be after the conversation with the parents to address some of these neighbors and maybe make a small petition and say, hey, we've all thought about this. The next step would be to go to the police. And I don't want to do that, but there's a kid involved and our butts here. Who knows what? There's shootings, not in our neighborhood so much, but there's shootings close by. And it's,
Well, I don't think your fear of what might happen is justification to involve the police. I mean, I don't really feel like that's... You're scared about what they might do, and, not all drug addicts are created equal. As Ali suggested, they may be more likely to steal from their own family before neighbors.
I think that they are more likely to steal from their own family before neighbors, but there becomes a point in time where the family will not put up with that anymore.
Or they don't
and then they... Right, exactly, and then that's when they start to venture out.
But what do you think should happen, Julie? I mean, what would you do if you were across the street?
Well I didn't hear the beginning of the story because I am sick and I had a coughing fit.
Well, I summarized just a moment ago.
As far as neighbors selling drugs in front of the house?
Allegedly, or at the very least being drug addicts.
Well, being fearful also that they could rob you.
Yep. Exactly, and who knows what else, exactly. I mean, it's just, we've got a little neighborhood. And we just want to nip this thing in the bud before it goes too far without involving the state. I don't want to involve the state.
Yeah. I can't see the state really doing anything that would be helpful to you. You know what I mean? Because
they would with a kid. I know how social services works, and if I called up and said there's a kid in a drug house over there, they'd be all over it. But I don't want to do that. I know what that's worse for the kid. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So, I tend to agree with you.
I'm really glad that you guys are a little bit perplexed also. We've got a little bit of a plan here, and we've got a step three, too, that's a little bit more
rough. Have you spoken to the kid at all? Like, hey, will you not deal drugs in front of my house, please?
Oh, you mean, well, she's not a kid. She's in her mid-20s.
Okay.
Have you tried
to talk to her, or is it that something that would make you uncomfortable?
She's pretty spaced out, and I don't think, and from... Watching just in the short period in the 2 years that I've been here and talking to my buddy next door, Dad, she has tendencies to absolutely flip out, like she's going to threaten suicide, to jump out the window.
I wouldn't want to make myself an enemy of someone like that.
Well, I'm not saying that you should be rude to her or try to make yourself an enemy. I mean, obviously, drug addicts can be very unpredictable, but, just try to be friendly and say, hey, you mind not doing that here?
I think... even if you didn't, because we were talking about earlier, like, getting security systems and things like that, and that can be expensive. But I think there's, like, little things you can do that just kind of give the signal that you're willing to defend yourself. Like, I don't know, I don't like the NRA, but, like, putting, like, people know what that is. They know that people who like NRA tend to like firearms, putting like a sticker on your dad's window or something.
Remember I said there's a step three, and I'm not going to go into it, but I would consider myself and my dad on this street to own cowboys, and everybody knows it.
Tom, you let us know how it goes, man. I appreciate the story tonight, and thanks for it. It was a good question, too, and maybe our listeners on Facebook or Twitter will have some suggestions for us here. Or maybe you want to call in. Maybe you've had a situation very similar to this. How did you handle it? And did you have similar concerns? What steps did you take? 855-453.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Cerederm. Cerederm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Cerederm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Cerederm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Cerederm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. You can join us online head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. Lots of different stuff. We've got news updates. You can be kept in the loop when it comes to what's the latest with Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on our email list. And you can get signed up for that over at news.freetalklive.com. Plus, Twitter, Facebook, those are also ways for you to follow the show. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. You can find links to all of those options there. Over 500,000 items are available for immediate shipment at bitcoinstore.com. But you got to have bitcoins in order to make a purchase, because that's all they take. U.S. dollars, no good there. Euros, not going to work. Bitcoins are the way you'll be getting a killer deal. 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. I mean, this is like brand name stuff. These are the brand names you're looking for. Need a new laptop or something? The consumer electronics, they've got them. Again, over 500,000 items available right now at bitcoinstore.com. They'll ship it out to you, and you don't even have to give them any information. I mean, you have to give them a shipping address, but it doesn't have to be your name. You can put whatever name you want on it. It's Bitcoin, so it can be used, you know, basically anonymously if necessary. And it's fantastic. I've ordered from bitcoinstore.com and recommend you give it a try, too. In fact, if you order over $100 worth of product, you'll get free shipping. Now, if it's less than $100, it's a flat $5 shipping fee. And again, I'm just telling you what the dollar amount is. You won't be able to pay in dollars. You're only paying in bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. And as a result, you're going to get a 0% markup, which means you're probably going to get the best deal on whatever it is you're looking for. Please go ahead and check around and see for sure. But you might just find out that the best deal is at bitcoinstore.com. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Now, you can bring up anything that you'd like. And, in fact, I know, Allie, you wanted to tell us about a former Microsoft executive who is going in a bit of a different direction business-wise. It's kind of a shocker.
I know. Basically, he's going to try to capitalize on pot.
So you've got a former Microsoft executive who is looking to launch a cannabis business?
That's right. Well, he specifically wants to brand his own form of cannabis, like the way cigarettes are branded. You know, like one might like tobacco, but specifically one might like Camel Blues. And when you see Camel Blues, you're like, that's my favorite. You know, that's my cigarette.
Yeah.
When it comes to tobacco, it's kind of like, there's certain strains and things you might like, but it's kind of unpredictable. There's not really an open market since it's all black market. You don't really know what you're getting. All you can do is sort of like, you know, smell it and kind of get a sense of what the quality is. But this guy, Jamin Shively, wants to create the first national brand of retail marijuana and open pot trade with Mexico in order to do it.
Tell me more.
All right. The story is from SeattleTimes.com. Shively plans to announce that in a news conference on Thursday that featuring Vincent Fox, the president of Mexico, that he wants to do this. He says, let's go big or go home. We are going to mint more millionaires than Microsoft with this business. He's acquiring medical marijuana dispensaries in Washington and Colorado, where they've just recently, or not recently, I guess, but they've legalized marijuana. And he plans to become the leader in both the medical and adult recreational pot markets. He sees the marijuana market as the only one of its size in which there does not exist a single established brand. He and Fox plan to announce a proposal for regulating the trade of marijuana between the two countries, he says.
This is a pretty big deal. I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand how they. I mean, I think it's great that was it the former president or the actual? Former president Vicente Fox. I don't see how they're going to be able to negotiate anything about getting marijuana across the border. I mean, Colorado, not a border state, and even if it was a border state, it would still be a huge issue with the Border Patrol trying to engage
right.
in any kind of legitimate trade of marijuana. Maybe they're talking about future plans or something like that, but still his point remains about there not being any kind of national brand, any recognizable brand for marijuana sales.
I mean,
there's a bunch of, like, types of marijuana. There's names for things, like bubblegum or AK-47 or, you know, all these blueberry kush and things
right.
like that. But those aren't brands. There's no, like, company associated with them.
I would like to know what if they intend to add anything to it, because the cigarette like brands what? That you're talking about, most of them have a lot of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not just getting tobacco unless you smoke American Spirit.
That's a good point. I wonder.
You're getting like 400 plus chemicals that make it burn slower and more evenly and do all kinds of other things.
A lot of that's regulated too.
Yeah, so I would like to know if you're just planning on rolling some joints in a big factory or if you would modify it in some way.
Well, I don't care if he modifies it to try to suit market demand, but he admits that he doesn't know what would be done about the federal prohibition on pot and how to work around those that prohibition. But he says that he knows that it's been done in other country or in other industries. So he thinks, you know, he feels like very confident, I think, that he's going to be able to do this, and he's getting investors and things. But I wonder, like what you're saying, if maybe to get around some of these legal loopholes, if he'll have to sort of castrate the pot in a way or make it less powerful or turn it into something else, right?
It doesn't make sense, though. I mean, because, you know, we're talking about Colorado and Washington here where marijuana is essentially illegal. I mean, there's still some restrictions.
Tobacco's legal.
Taxes are
And most of it is filled with crap.
Yeah, I get your point, but you could still go buy a bag of tobacco, and that's no
sure
problem.
Sure you can.
You know, so we don't know what his marketing plan is here. We don't know what he's planning on selling, if he's planning on selling pre-rolled joints or if he's planning on selling, you know, some kind of actual just branded pot in bags. I mean, who knows what his vision is for the actual product. But I can't imagine marijuana smokers are going to put up with the idea of an adulterated product. I just, it doesn't seem like that would really fly.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many of the users of Spice and K2 were originally marijuana smokers and they switched over.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that stuff seems pretty popular. It's marketed as legal pot. So, some people...
It's questionable. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's questionable, but it appeals to some people, at least.
Please, if you smoke fake pot, stop being a loser and smoke real pot. call to you.
I get where you're coming from, Julia, but also...
I'm being totally serious.
Some people are afraid of smoking real pot because it's illegal.
But they're not afraid of smoking something nasty and... Blech, blech.
It doesn't seem to affect everyone the way... Like, there are definitely drastic cases in which it makes people go insane, but it seems like some people, while they're smoking it, seem to be okay.
I've seen more... I understand that there's a large number of people smoking this stuff without any sort of ill effects, I guess. But I have seen more stories come out in the short amount of time that any of these designer drugs, whether it's the fake pot or the bath salts, I've seen more negative stories come out in the short amount of time about these drugs than anything. And that scares me.
Yeah, I agree. But I also wonder if how the drug has been portrayed in the media is sort of lending people to behave that way when they're on it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if I believe that one, Allie, but...
I'm a drug snob. Drugs.
We'll come back with more here in a few moments at 855-450-FREE. I don't think you want to give everybody a recommendation to do drugs.
No.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. There's a former Microsoft executive that's looking to get into the pot business. And we'll tell you some more about that coming up here in a few moments. Also, take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Plus, the Meter Maids. We'll tell you about them if we get a chance. It's a pretty interesting story out of Australia about some ladies that you'd actually be pretty happy to see on the streets by your car. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. And the we in the studio tonight includes Ian,
Allie, and Julia.
Want to tell you about a product that Mark has been discussing recently on the air. He's been taking it. He's been looking to lose some weight, and he says that he has lost weight. And they say that you might you will lose it as well. And if you don't, then you get a money-back guarantee. It's Axia, and it's a three-month money-back guarantee. You pick up the phone right now and try the new Axia 30, absolutely risk-free. Now, Axia 30 is different because it contains an ingredient shown in clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in only 12 weeks. That's 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Now, Axia is packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. You can learn more by calling them at 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. And again, there's that three-month money-back guarantee. So if it doesn't work out for you, then you'll get your cash back. But Mark says it's working for him. So again, that's 800-543-6613. That works for both men and women. And you don't have to starve yourself So head over there and check that out. 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. And you get a free month, by the way, absolutely free with your order. Let's go back to the phones here and to the fun. We go to Andrew listening in Ithaca to WNYY, now available on the FM band in Ithaca. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I just wanted to talk about, like, what the main problem was with, like, all these alternative news and, like, alternative groups, in my opinion, of course. This is my view. I think it's all pitted against each other like it's, like, football teams. So you got, you know, I'm kind of, this is just my opinion, I'm, like, constitutionalist / libertarian, whatever, but I believe in God. So now you got groups, like, you know, you go to Tea Party meetings and stuff, and you got older Republicans, and they don't believe in any kind of conspiracy or that the government's doing anything. You know, they're just old school, looking at it like the Republican way, you know, whatever, and don't see anything. They just watch Fox. But then if you go to certain places like the Free State thing, you know, it's different. But it's not really accepting of everybody, you know. Sometimes you hear on the show, and I love listening to you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys got good views. But you talk, anyone talks about God, and you guys, like, slam them down. Or got any view that you guys really don't.
Well, I don't know why you would say that. I mean, that's not true.
You've had Christians as co-hosts, right?
We've had Christian co-hosts on this show, and I'm a panentheist. I mean, you know, so, I mean, I believe in God. It's just not the same kind of God that Christians believe in.
Okay, I got you. But, I mean, in general...
Let me give you something. Hold on, Andrew. Mark Edge is normally on here every night, and he's got a real chip on his shoulder when it comes to Christianity. He went to a Christian school when he was growing up, and he was really indoctrinated hard and heavy into this stuff. And
he probably used to believe it, which is usually where people, atheists who have, or I don't think he's an atheist, but people who have a chip on the shoulder about religious stuff. It's usually because they used to be religious and then they stopped believing. And
he believes religion, in this case, the Christian religion, ruined his early life because when he determined that God, you know, I guess I'm paraphrasing what I understand from him. When he determined that God didn't exist as a, you know, teenager, he then figured that, well, morality didn't exist either, and so therefore it was completely justified to do immoral things, and that led him down a very dangerous path, which ended up putting him in prison for 9 years of his life. So he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder. I'll certainly admit that, but I don't think you'll hear any attacks on the idea of God necessarily. I mean, yeah, we have some atheist co-hosts, but...
I didn't mean attack. I mean, just, you know, sometimes you guys both feel, like, offended when people talk about it. I didn't mean attack. I didn't mean, like aggressive. Because that one lady, Catherine, she actually comes on the Alex Jones show, and she's, like, affiliated with you guys, right? She's in your guys' little group. Catherine Alden, is that her name? Catherine Alden?
Oh, I think you're talking about Catherine Albrecht. No, she's not a Free State Project participant, and no, she's not affiliated with Free Talk Live. I mean, she, at one point in the past, we've had her on as a guest, but no, absolutely not. I mean, isn't she religious?
Yes, she is. That's what I'm saying. I thought she was, like, with you guys. But anyway, but I'm saying, I listen to InfoWars, too, but they, you know, everybody seems to be, like, against each other when it comes to alternative news. I like to listen to everybody. Mark Levin, you know, all you guys have info, but it's like everybody's kind of against each other. Now, why can't everybody kind of come together? Because
when you say against, I guess I'm a little lost at what point you're getting at here. When you say everyone's against each other, what does that mean?
I'm saying as far as, like, hosts don't team up and have co-hosted, you know what I mean? Like, you guys don't have each other on each other's radio programs.
Well, actually, I have been on the Alex Jones show, as a matter of fact, and we've had Alex Jones on this show, so you'd be wrong about that. I mean, we don't do it on a regular basis.
I mean, like, Gerald Celente, all of you guys.
Well, first of all, this isn't... Okay, first of all, this is not an interview show. Every now and then, we will have somebody on to interview, like we did have Adam Kokesh on recently, and he's another, talk host. So we've had Adam Kokesh on a number of times. And I've been on Adam's show before. So, you know, there are some people that we're friendlier with than others. But ultimately, this isn't an interview program. It's a show that's an open phone show. It's a show that encourages people to call in and bring up whatever they want. So we focus more on callers and issues here. And every now and then we'll bring a special guest on. But I don't want to talk to a lot of people in the media business. There's nothing I want to say about or to Mark Levin. I'm not interested at all in having him express his anti-freedom viewpoint here on my airwaves. I'd rather have my callers on the air, because then it's unpredictable. I don't know who's going to call in next, and I don't know what they're going to call about, and I like that unpredictability.
I understand, I guess. I see what you're saying. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying is Mark Levin, I mean, he's not a horrible guy. I mean, I'm not a Fox News watcher.
He sounds horrible to me whenever I've heard him talk.
Well, see, like, these people that go into independent media, usually they're trying to offer something that's not already being offered. So they're setting themselves apart from what's already on the market, and usually that's because that's like what they want. Like, Ian, you've usually said you try to make Free Talk Live what you would want to be, what you would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you hear Mark Levin, you're like, this guy kind of sucks. Why don't I try to do something better than what he's got? And you're going to be critical of people because it's not really your cup of tea. And I think that's natural. Like, if Alex Jones comes up, you'll say some nice things, then you'll say, you know, these are things I don't like about him.
And right.
I think
when we did talk to Alex Jones, we brought up an issue that we had disagree on and got into it. We talked about immigration. And, you know, of course, we're for immigration freedom, and he's not. So it made for an interesting conversation, whereas, teaming up would be boring.
Yeah, that's the whole point, is you guys can have different views, but I feel like all you guys kind of get along because we're all kind of against the same enemy of, you know, they're all...
I think that's where you're wrong, because people like Mark Levin are not against the state. He's for the state. So he's on, as far as I'm concerned, he's on the team of destruction. He's on the team of war. He's on the team of stealing and in favor of the state. So I don't believe that for a moment.
No, I mean, I don't know if he's his favorite state. We're talking about one person. I mean, I'm talking about Matt Drudge. I'm talking about all these people that are alternative. You know, everybody should, you know, because he has good news on there, right? He has good alternative facts and news articles on there. Everybody,
we had Drew Curtis on once a few times in the past from FARC.com. We had the founder of FARC.com on way back in the day. Look, it's just not the show, man. I mean, I don't want to talk to those media people. I'd rather talk to listeners.
You should create that show.
That's a good point. I agree with Julia. If you feel like that's not happening, then maybe you should create your own show and invite all those people on and see how many of them want to come talk to you.
And you can all be best friends.
I bet you most of them wouldn't.
From Ithaca, though.
Exactly. I bet you most of them wouldn't want to talk to you because they're all interested in their own show and doing their own thing. And for me, I don't want to talk to media people. I mean, unless I particularly am interested in something they're doing, like Adam Kokesh is going to go and smoke pot in front of the White House. I want to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mark Levin doesn't do anything to take any risks, and he doesn't love freedom, and so I'm not interested in giving him any of my airtime. But I appreciate your call tonight, and Andrew, thanks for listening. 855-450-FREE. And I want to hear from listeners. We already know what the media people think. If you want to know what they think, you can listen to their show. I want to know what you think. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we will take your call about anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. Why? Because I think that's an interesting talk show. And sometimes it works pretty well, and other times, not so much. Because that's how it goes. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Julia.
And Julia, by the way, is the host of, one of the hosts of Puke and the Gang. So you can get more Julia by going to pukeandthegang.com.
We actually just moved the studio to my house, so it's my gang now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How does Puke feel about that?
I don't care.
You've taken over.
I have.
Julia and the Gang.
Over. Exactly.
Does that have the same ring?
No, it doesn't.
Let's continue here. PukeInTheGang.com. You will enjoy it if you like fun stuff, because it's all pretty much all fun, the whole show.
Yes.
Let's go to Daniel, listening in Manchester, in Massachusetts. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm here.
You're
in Manchester.
You're in Massachusetts, in Manchester?
No, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. It said MA next to the name. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
It's fine. First of all, thanks for taking my call tonight.
That's okay. That's what we do.
Second of all, I wanted to chime in on the K2 conversation you guys were having a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I would advise staying away from it because my wife had a seizure from it right
Yikes.
In front of me.
And had she ever had a seizure before?
No, not at all.
That's scary.
So my advice, bottom line, stick to the real stuff. Stay away from K2.
Yes,
what,
I agree.
What was it like? I mean, that has to be really scary. I've seen seizures happen before, and I find them absolutely frightening because all you can really do is help the person not fall down or choke on their own tongue or, do something to themselves to hurt themselves during it, and basically you just have to wait it out. I mean, was it after her first hit? How quickly did this come on?
Well,
what was it
to
like?
Be honest, I passed out at some point. I have no idea what happened. We woke up and, she was on the ground, not moving, and like she had this stale look on her face that, I'll never forget. And, luckily, she snapped out of it pretty soon, but like, I have never felt so out of control in my entire life after smoking that K2. And, you know, I'm very thankful that nothing else happened to her. Could have been a lot worse.
How long was she out?
I would say at least 15 minutes. I mean, she would respond, but she would, you know, the only thing she would say is, uh-huh. She couldn't put a sentence together or anything. It was just awful.
And how many tokes did she have before that happened?
Well, we each had about three, but we were hotboxing, so the effect was quite significant.
Hotboxing is slang for being in a relatively small room and or car with all the windows up and partaking and smoking in that situation.
Correct.
So what was her explanation afterwards? What did she say about it?
Well, she woke up and she was like, what the hell just happened? And I was like, it was awful. You know, you weren't responding and... eventually she was back to normal, but she was still kind of fuzzy, so we slept in until, like, goo the next day. And she was fine, but, her head felt kind of fuzzy and mine didn't feel the best. It was not a good situation.
Why did you do it in the first place? Was it because you couldn't get the, real weed, or was it just, hey, let's try this new thing? What was the motivation?
A little bit of both. We couldn't get any weed, and, yeah, we wanted to try it. We picked it up in Arizona where it's actually legal. And on top of that, the job that I was working at drug tested. And luckily that's not the case anymore since I've moved up to New Hampshire.
Well, that's good.
It's legal in New Hampshire, too. So what had you heard about this before you did it?
I heard that it's not for everyone. Some people have had seizures from it, but this wasn't the first time we had done it. We had done it probably 10 times before and never really had any problems with it.
And it was the same brand, too, right? So it was like all 10 times the same product. That's an amazing story, and I appreciate you calling to share that tonight. Anything else you want to get out, Daniel?
I think that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Scary.
See, what scares me about this stuff is that when you're talking about marijuana, you're talking about something that people have smoked for a very long time.
Thousands of years.
And you just don't hear stories like that. And even, I often hear people, when you're talking about a chemical like MDMA, I'll hear somebody say, well, you just don't know what the long-term effects of that. Yeah, people have been using MDMA recreationally for 40 years now, and I'm pretty sure that that's a good enough judgment. You know, we can safely say, okay, the long-term effects of this are minimal at best, right, for most people. So when you're talking about drugs like that, you're talking about something that is tried and true. We know the risks. You know, we know what the results are for most people. And when you talk about drugs like bath salts and these fake weed drugs, there are so many of these stories in such a short period of time that I just don't know why anybody would consider giving them a try.
Well, I think the reason people give them, I think all things being equal, probably K2 wouldn't even have like enough market share for it to matter, like, for even hear many stories about it.
You mean if pot were legal?
If things being equal.
It never would have been made. I mean, if pot were legal, K2 wouldn't even exist.
Yeah, but, you know, exactly. I think that that's true. So I think that people use it because of all the risks associated with pot. That's why people use it. That's true.
It's the stupid thing is that the only real risk associated with pot, for the most part, is that you could go to jail.
That's right.
It.
But that's what people are afraid of.
But that's a huge deal.
I understand. I've been to jail
for
pot.
You could go to jail. You could get your kids taken away from you. Yeah. You could lose your job. There's like, for some people, the idea of possessing pot is like, that could ruin their life.
Well, I guess for me, I would rather smoke nothing than smoke fake pot. Like, if I don't have pot, I just won't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And same goes for bath salts. If I can't get real MDMA, I'm not going to do fake wannabe MDMA.
Well, some people, like, who use pot, use it almost, like, well, a lot of people use it medicinally, but some people use it, like, whatever, you use it for, like, nausea, use it for, increase your appetite, for things like that. And maybe someone who, say, they just got a job and they're going to be drug tested, maybe they were smoking pot to help with whatever issue they had, but they're hoping that maybe K2 can give them some of the same effects but not show up on a drug test, for instance. Like, I could see lots of situations where someone could try this, and I'm not saying it's safe. I don't think it is. But I also think that a lot of the stories that you hear about people, like, flipping out on it, there's been so much talk about it that I think that if you talked about anything like the way people talk about Spice and K2, you would get the same story.
Well, people certainly talked that way about marijuana. Remember Reefer Madness or whatever? Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were reports of people who said, I did the reefer and I flipped out and killed my mom or whatever.
Absolutely, there were.
Well, and another question is, how many people are using this? Obviously, there's a lot of people using it. More people are likely to have negative experiences. But I tend to agree with Julia. I think that there have been a lot of really scary stories that have come out of this, and it is an untested market. It is a product that is relatively new on the scene, and it's always changing, too, because the feds have outlawed some of these things. So some of the original K2 and Spice... Because these are the brand names, but the actual product is not K2. It's a chemical. It's JWH-018 or JWH-012 or, you know, JWH fill in the numbers. There's a bunch of different tweaks that they've made because the federal government has outlawed several of these research chemicals, as they're called. And so, well, what do? They just tweak the molecule. They, you know, put one molecule over here, or I don't know how they do it, but they, you know, they change it a little bit and they make it so it's no longer illegal. It's now a different chemical structure. And while it may have similar effects, it also may have very different effects.
And I don't think that they say specifically what it is on the package.
On the bag, no.
So you have no... You might be getting K2 that's completely different from K2 you bought 2 years ago.
That's true.
Like, you just really have no idea.
That was my experience. I mean, I don't know what the brand was, but I've tried a couple different things. And one of them was years ago at Pork Fest when the fake marijuana, or whatever you want to call it, was just kind of hitting the scene. I tried that, and it, you know, it felt like getting high on marijuana. But then I tried something else, several months ago, and I knew if I took more than two hits of this stuff, I was going to be tripping. Like, it was a completely different experience.
I am proud to say I have never smoked the stuff, and I vow never to.
Unless there's been, like, a lot of changes because it's been so controversial in the chemical components, I've heard the story. People are like, when it first came out, I tried it. I didn't even really know what it was. Someone just said it was fake pot. I did that, too. And then as soon as all these media stories start coming out, now everyone has a problem with it.
Well, they're changing the chemicals, so maybe they're making
it
worse.
Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's placebo.
Because
I don't know.
Because of prohibition. I think that it should not. I agree with Julia. Stay away. Use the real stuff. Take the risk. See you tomorrow night.
Quantum the vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.